Human trafficking was in the headlines for a time in February. According to the Associated Press, hundreds of men, including New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft, were charged as part of a crackdown on prostitution allegedly occurring in massage parlors between Palm Beach and Orlando. And joining us in the studio is Aaron Brown. He's the National Director of Operations for Destiny Rescue, a nonprofit dedicated to rescuing children trapped in the sex trade. Aaron Brown, welcome to WBOI Presents.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Before we get into the details of what Destiny Rescue does, care to tell our listeners more about yourself and what led you to the organization?
I spent 14 years at Coca-Cola in the corporate world. I was on the corporate track. Believed someday I'd be running the company in Atlanta, Georgia. And my life was changed. My life was turned upside down. I felt called to start my own ministry, wanting to make a difference in the lives of people. I started volunteering with my wife and my kids every week, wanting to make a difference in the Fort Wayne community, wanting to make the difference in the lives of people, and then hopefully to inspire others to say, I could do the same. And what I quickly learned is that serving others was so impactful for me, it changed me. And I quickly learned that selling flavored sugar water just wasn't fulfilling anymore, that I wanted to invest my life in wanting to make a difference. And that led me to spending some time at an organization called Forgotten Children Worldwide. I was there based out of Bluffton, Indiana. I was with them for about 3 years helping orphan and vulnerable children around the world, places like India and Africa. But my heart was broken to the issue of human trafficking years ago. And I wanted, as a dad, I have teenage daughters, I wanted to be a role in that. I wanted to play a part in that. And so an opportunity came about for me to join team at Destiny Rescue. And today I serve as the National Director of Marketing for Destiny Rescue here in the U.S. and help us tell the story of the children we help and hopefully inspire people to want to get involved in the fight.
I do want to mention this at the beginning of our conversation. Destiny Rescue recently partnered with the University of St. Francis. I am a proud USF alumnus. What all did Destiny Rescue do with USF?
Yeah, so, you know, we want to empower people to join this fight. I mean, we believe there's over a million children right now trapped in sexual slavery and sexual exploitation around the world. And so our hope and our goal is to empower people to join the fight so that we can set these kids free. And we have a real heart to be able to empower young people specifically, that the leaders of the next generation, how do we empower them to join this fight? Because we do believe it's a winnable war. And so St. Francis, we participated. They had a Human Trafficking Awareness Week. They had a panel discussion. They have an organization on campus called Josephine's Hope, and it brings to light the issue of slavery. And so they wanted to shine the light of human trafficking to their students and to the faculty and, you know, to alumni. And so they had a panel discussion that we participated in. And then a group of students decided to host a Take a Stand event, which was just bringing students together for music and worship. And it was a fundraiser. And their goal was to try to raise $1,500, which would rescue one child from the sex trade. And so as an organization, we're there to support the students who want to be a voice for us, and I was asked to speak. So that's what we do. We do it with universities across the country, high schools, elementary schools, businesses, churches. I mean, we our goal is to empower individuals and organizations to rescue kids.
Human trafficking was in the headlines in February, mainly because an operation in the state of Florida led to 25 people being charged, including New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft. Something like this highlights one state, maybe several cases, but how big is the scope of the issue of human trafficking, both domestically and worldwide?
The issue of human trafficking is the fastest growing illegal activity in the world today. There's no country. It's not a third world problem. You know, it's not a developing world problem. Every country in the world is affected by this issue, this evil, specifically right here in the United States. And unfortunately, it was brought into the light again recently with this raid activity. But, you know, the sex trade specifically is a $99 billion a year business. And so just to put that into perspective, companies like Coca-Cola, Nike, and Starbucks, in 2017, those three companies generated $91 billion in revenue. The commercial sex trade generated $8 billion more than those three companies did combined. In Florida, we saw it firsthand right here in our own country. And, you know, it happens everywhere. You know, young people getting exploited, whether it's being groomed via the internet, it's vulnerability is what drives it. Children who are vulnerable, women who are vulnerable, people take advantage of them, exploit them for their own greed, for their own profit. And so it happens everywhere. It's a crisis that it's going to take all of us, every individual on this planet, joining the fight to make a difference.
Before we get into how Destiny Rescue has been fighting this fight against human trafficking, how long has Destiny Rescue been around?
So we'll celebrate our 18th birthday this year. So we've been around for 17 years as an organization. We were founded by an Australian who saw how easy it was to buy a child for sex in the country of Thailand. And it moved him. He sold his business, moved his family to Thailand to try to figure out how to help these kids. And we've been working and growing ever since.
Let's look at some of Destiny Rescue's recent accomplishments. How many children did you save from sex trafficking just this past year in 2018?
2018, we rescued 1,074 individuals. Now, most of those are children. Children are always our target, but we do rescue both men and women who are over the age of 18 who aren't children, but we're always going into these places and going into operations, searching for children. And while we're searching for children, we'll come across, you know, adults who are also being forced to do these things. So it was a record year for us. In 2017, we rescued 620. That was a record. So we went from 620 to 1,074. It was also a record year for us in a bad way last year. And we rescued our youngest victim. And I hope it's a record we never break again, but we rescued an 18-month-old who is the daughter of someone trapped in this life. And at 18 months, she was already starting to be sold and abused. We've rescued 119 already this year. And just last week, we rescued a 2-year-old. And again, she is a daughter of a worker who this young girl was born in this place, born into that life, and then at the age of 2, was starting to be abused herself.
As you're rescuing children all over the world, you mentioned Thailand and Australia, and I'm assuming, of course, as well as the U.S., where all does Destiny Rescue operate, and where are your primary bases of operation?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we have three what we call funding nations. So the United States, Australia, and New Zealand are places where we have offices where we raise awareness to this issue, we raise funds and money so that we can rescue, and we raise talent. So we bring people into the fight who might feel called or who want to join the army to fight this evil. We then have 7 project nations around the world where we're doing rescue and restoration work. So places like Thailand, Cambodia, you know, it's estimated that 7 out of 10 victims of sexual exploitation are in the Asia-Pacific region of the world. And so right now as an organization, we're investing a lot of our resources in that area. So Thailand, Cambodia are 2 of those. We also work in the Philippines. Some of the other countries, we're getting away from talking about those publicly. They're undisclosed countries because it's dangerous work that our team does. And we don't always publicly talk about the countries and the cities in which we're working because of that. It's estimated there's over 1 million children. See, that's the International Labor Organization statistic. We believe it's probably on the low. That's a low statistic. It's probably significantly higher than that. But we do believe there's at least 1 million. It's overwhelming to think, what can I as an individual do for over 1 million children? But for those that might be familiar with the starfish story of the starfish that washed up onto the beach and a young little boy who picks up one at a time and he throws them into the ocean, and the man walks along the beach and says, "You realize you're never going to be able to rescue all those starfish." And the kid picks up the next one and says, "Nope, maybe not, but I can rescue this one." And he throws it back into the ocean. We believe that every life is valuable. And it's overwhelming to think that there's over 1 million, but what if it was your child? What if it was your niece, your nephew, your granddaughter, your grandson? You would want someone to fight for them. You would want someone to rescue them. And I just want to encourage people, listen, it's a dark thing when you're talking about kids being sold this way. And you and I could talk for hours and I could tell you lots of stories that would just break your heart. But there's also lots of hope. It's a dark issue, but how do we push back the darkness is that we shine a light on it. And we are the light. We as people can be the ones who push back the darkness and rescue kids. And so I want to encourage someone who might be listening, who says, what a big issue. Like, I it's just too big for me to do anything. That's not true. If we all say yes to doing something, we can rescue kids. I can't wait for the day that Destiny Rescue comes to me and says, Aaron, we don't need you anymore. We don't need you to go tell people about this issue. We don't need you. We don't need to pay you as a staff member anymore to go tell people that, because there are no children who need our help anymore. That would be amazing. And so anyway, I just want to encourage anyone who's listening. We can make a difference here.
Aaron Brown, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.